Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 7 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you for staying with me. Bill Dunkelberg is our guest. He's chief economist for the NFIB. And that's NFIB.com. Also, Bill, your own website is smallbiz.org, right?
Right.
And that's where they can find, those are two websites,
past 12
folks.
Reports, right.
Yeah, you can find the past reports, this report, this index of small business optimism. He's Bill gives us permission to post it on our website, so we'll be doing that as well if we haven't already. And so, Bill, we thank you for that. Folks, check it out. You can kind of see what's going on. Bill, we've already said that that really not much is going to happen in the way of anything exciting until we can turn the housing thing around. But what do you think is holding back, other than the high unemployment, which is heavy? You and I both know that America has an incredible dynamism. The American marketplace, our entrepreneurial DNA has a dynamism that's really hard to imagine, that's just really being suppressed right now, isn't it?
Yeah, I think it is. And that's because, you know, government has become such a big player that when they do something wrong or right or whatever, it has a very, very big impact. I mean, right now, government accounts for 25% of our gross domestic product. So here we go. We add up all the output. So if a private worker, you know, gets together and starts making some product and then has sales, we add the sales up, and there you go. That's GDP. That's output of final goods and services. We don't know how to measure the output of the government sector, so we simply assume that when you hire a government worker, that's all GDP. So the salary becomes the output. So you can make GDP look really big by hiring lots of government workers, spending lots of money in the government sector,
right,
even though the government worker might not be doing anything.
Well, the things that they're producing might be negative things, like managing regulations or things like that.
Exactly. There was a good article, and I've forgotten which, but it came out the other day that showed that the regulatory system now is like an incredible, huge part of the economy with a huge number of employees. And all they do is, you know, watch people do things and make sure that they do them in the right way according to the regulations. Not a good deal.
Well, all those things compound to become oppressive on economic growth. And, you know, I don't know what it's going to take, Bill, but I think it's going to take more than just tinkering on the edge, around the edges with policy. It's going to take some significant new ways of looking at the way the government operates and this relationship with society and with the economy. What do you think?
Yeah, and it's going to take a different viewpoint. I mean, clearly, President Obama thinks the way you manage the economy is to redistribute the total output, the total income of the economy.
He still talks about that every day, doesn't he?
That is his mantra.
It's amazing. It's really amazing, after all that we've been through, that he still thinks that that's the answer.
Yep, that's his main theme is, you know, things will just get better if we tax rich people and give it to less rich people. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's just, you know, amazing. So, you know, history tells you that whenever you have a government that enforces, you know, substantive redistribution, everything gets worse for everybody. So, you know, and of course the ultimate is the dictators that live very well and redistribute the wealth of the few people, the poor people, to their good life. But, you know, you just can't find a system that's oriented around redistribution of any size. Now, you find a little country where everybody looks the same and very homogeneous views and goals, and, you know, they do that, but they're no bigger than one of our cities. But you take a large, heterogeneous country, industrialized country, it doesn't work. You know, you drive them right into the ground.
Yep.
You can just see them all over the globe.
Bill, let me ask you, the recovery is only going to happen when small business are optimistic because big business are doing 60% of their business overseas. Only 40% of their business is here in the United States. Those numbers have inverted in the last 10 years. It's only going to happen when small business turns around, isn't it?
Well, I think that's basically it. If you want to get employment turned back around, that's really what it's going to take. And we've already talked about housing. We need to turn that around. But the rest of the sector is the same way. I mean, we fired 8 million people, more or less, during the recession.
Yep.
Those people didn't get fired by General Electric. They only employ 150,000 people in the U.S. So even if they double employment, we won't notice. It's going to take more than that.
Yep.
It's going to take all the small businesses getting back on the track and hiring and prospering.
Thank you, Bill Duckenberg, for your hard work. We'll see you next time.
Thank
Bill Duckenberg,
you.
Ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be back. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.